Welcome to the Self-Talk Radio Show.
Mind-changing radio.
Welcome to Self-Talk Radio Show. I'm Sarah Spencer. My next guests have created a totally accessible playground. It's called Oak Ledge for All. Please welcome to the show Julia Wayne and Nina Safavi on Self-Talk Radio Show. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for being here. I'm very fascinated by this. So what propelled you to create Oak Ledge for All?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am an early childhood special educator, and I have worked all across northern Vermont. And I realized that my 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds had no place to play anywhere in Vermont that was accepting of their physical disabilities.
So what were some of the challenges that you found on the playground?
So, for example, you have a typical playground structure that has monkey bars, swings, a slide, and for a child, for example, in a wheelchair, they can't access any of that equipment. Mm. And so what can they do? They can affect the play of someone else, maybe. They can maybe chase someone on the playground, but then can they access any of those pieces of equipment? No. And those are what exists in our current playgrounds across Vermont, northern New York.
Across the country.
Southern Vermont. You know, right, exactly, right. Across the country. So I think a lot of communities in our across the nation are starting to build these universally accessible playgrounds, and it's been inspiring to visit some of these places. And
so what were some, you know, what was the aha moment for you? Or did you visit a playground and said, wow, this is awesome?
I did. So I was fortunate to visit the Helen Diller Playground at Dolores Park in San Francisco. And being in a place like that, they took all of the elements that you would find in a playground and they put them at the level of people with varying abilities so that any child, any person, any adult could play side by side, shoulder to shoulder with each other. And it was remarkable to experience that, to see that joy.
Yeah. So tell me, how do they work it? Like if you're in a wheelchair, for example, how are some ways where a child in a wheelchair could play on some of, what was some of the equipment that you saw that was mm-hmm. really, wow, this is great?
Some examples were raised sand tables. So where you have a traditional sandbox on the ground, it was raised up so that a child in a wheelchair could roll right up to the sandbox and play. Also, there was a ramp going up to a slide with a transfer station so someone could get out of their equipment, go down the slide. That was pretty exciting.
Oh, wow. Now, did they need assistance with the wheelchair? Did a parent have to, you know, and help do the transfer mm-hmm. and then they could use the slide?
In some cases, yes. In other cases, no. So playground equipment companies have started developing pieces of equipment that you don't need to transfer out of, that you can just get right onto and have fun, like a swing that everyone can join in on. 5 or 6 kids can join in and swing together.
Oh, that is really neat. So you saw this in San Francisco, and then the wheels started turning, especially as an early childhood educator. And now you're a special educator. Did I understand that correctly? Mm-hmm. So you get all these ideas, and then you come back to Vermont and want to implement them. What was your next step? What did you do?
So at first it was how to start. What's the process? I reached out to several universally accessible playgrounds that I had researched. I also reached out to the playgrounds that I visited, and I asked them what their process was from concept, design, playground location, fundraising, and maintenance, getting it started.
Now, what about the fundraising? How did they raise funds for this?
So they've raised funds through grant writing, private donors. I think the Helen Diller Playground received $1 million donation from one person to the playground a reality.
Wow, that's great. Now, you're partnered here with Nina. So I'm going to pull you into the conversation, Nina. Now, what is your association with Julia and this Playgrounds for All?
So I'm the Parks Comprehensive Planner, and Burlington Parks Recreation and Waterfront has been partnering with Julia and Oak Ledge for All to make the playground a reality in Burlington.
Oh, that's really exciting. So Julia, did you find Nina, or did you call Burlington Parks and Rec and said, hey, I'd like to have this happen? How did you two connect?
So I brought this idea to the Parks Commission in
2010.
Oh, wow.
With a committee that I developed. And we brought a proposal with a concept design that we had created from a grant from Ben & Jerry's. And we said, look, there's nothing that exists in Vermont. Can we partner with you? And the Parks Commission said, yeah. And so since 2010, we have been planning this with the Burlington Parks and Recreation.
Everything. That's a long time. 8 years? Wow. Mm-hmm. What was the holdup? What took so long?
Well, with any large project like this, there is some planning that needs to happen, and we needed a design. We needed a design that we could actually build. So we hired a designer, Groundview, who has been known to work on innovative playground designs, especially in the Boston area. And so we continued to do research and really refine Julia's design and make it into something that could be built. And at the same time, we needed a location. We weren't sure in the beginning if it would be at Oak Ledge. And in that time, we did a full siting study of the park. And we looked at the park from the ground up with ecology and looked at the cultural resources and how that park was being used. And Julia's project was just very timely in that we were also looking for public input. And it just seemed to be a perfect fit with some of the values that we were trying to introduce into the park, one of them being increased accessibility and another one being enhanced wellness. So I think the timing was right, but going through that siting analysis and really refining the design was what ended up taking the longest amount of time, and also fundraising. I mean, we're in a fundraising campaign right now.
No, you're always fundraising when you have, you know, the parks especially. So we're talking with Julia Wayne and Nina Safavi. They're talking about playgrounds for all and Oak Ledge for all and making them totally accessible. Now, how would you encourage other communities to make this happen? Now, tell me, first let me back the truck up. How far is this being completed at Oak Ledge? Is it almost done, or?
The design is ready to go. So we have a design that's ready to be, that's shovel ready right now. We did receive a small grant. We did receive a grant through the Disney Foundation. So we're going to be implementing the first piece of the playground this summer.
Wow.
And have an event around that. And we'll be testing out some of the equipment and hopefully getting the community excited about fundraising for the rest of the project.
That's neat. You know, I was thinking many years ago when my son was little, we had a playground raising, if you will. So all the parents at the school got together and helped build the playground. Are you thinking of doing something like that to involve parents and kids in their own playground and taking ownership of the playground, or is that too much liability?
We would love to do that. I think we're going to go with the swing set. A swing set would be a little complicated for the community to build ground up, but we certainly want to have community input. And we think one way we can do that would be by sort of building some more awareness around accessibility and tagging some of the areas that are not accessible to sort of visually educate people on what is accessibility and how do you get from our existing infrastructure, which was built before ADA standards, and creating universally accessible spaces. So we're going to use it as an educational opportunity.
Now, what materials will it be built out of? Is it built out of wood, or is it built out of plastic, or what are the materials being used?
The surfacing of the playground itself is actually one of the really exciting pieces. Traditionally, playgrounds have wood chips for safety, but wood chips and grass and sand are not ADA accessible. So we're going to be using a rubberized material where it's soft and flexible, and you can wheel on it and interact with it in different ways. So it's really suitable for a variety of different abilities.
Now, that's great. In the summer, what is it going to do in the winter, though?
One of the other cool features of the playground is a landform that we call the caldera. And the caldera essentially brings you up to a view where you can get views of the lake and the sunset, and it'll also serve as a sledding hill in the wintertime.
Oh, that's really cool. Now I want to play on it, you know? It's Oak Ledge for all. They allow 53-year-old women on it, don't they? Yeah, why not?
It is accessible for everyone.
Adults as well, yes.
That is fantastic. I really love it. I'm seeing that, you know, it took 8 years. What was the thing that you say, gosh, if I had only done this, it would have moved it along faster? Is there anything like that that happened for you when you were going through this, Julia? She's nodding.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think to some degree, yes. But also, I think we had to go through this process because no one else had done it. And it's pretty complicated. It involved a lot of research. What are the pieces of equipment that we can use? Also, involving the stakeholders has been a lengthy process, but also very important. So connecting with all of our advocacy groups across Vermont.
Yeah.
Connecting with advocacy groups across the nation. So learning more and being able to educate our own community and about what is universal design and how do we make this an incredible space for our community.
Was there anything that you sketched out or you researched on and then you were like, well, in practice, on paper, it looks great, but in practice, not so much? Was there any oopses like that?
Well, the original sketch had all of the features that we ended up including, but some of the engineering and the grading and how stormwater runs off, all of that had to be integrated into a more realistic design. So I think Julia came in with a pretty good sketch. It was just a matter of
tweaking it
to make it constructible.
Yeah.
And I think you really should get credit. They are, Oak Ledge for All is a 100% volunteer organization. So it's been wonderful to work with such a passionate group that's been committed for over 8 years to this project.
Did you have to develop a 501c3 in order to? Yes. Yeah, that's always pant loads of fun, isn't it?
So we started under the Division for Early Childhood, which is a statewide nonprofit for early childhood special educators. And our original committee was under the umbrella of the Vermont Division for Early Childhood. Since then, the Parks Foundation in Burlington has taken us under their wing,
perfect,
which has been wonderful.
Yeah, and that's what you need is, you know, this show, Self Talk, really talks to entrepreneurs as well as, you know, the dreamers and mind changers. That's what we're all about. And getting a solid partner on board with a dream is, you know, that is a perfect marriage. That is really great to see that happening. And Nina, you know, hats off to Burlington Parks and Rec for recognizing a creative idea that's never been done before and having the courage to bring it to fruition. I think that's phenomenal. I love stories like this. This is really exciting. So what's next for you guys? What's the thing that you really want to see happen?
Well, the pop-up playground will be going in this summer.
What's a pop-up playground?
It's a smaller version of Oak Ledge for All, just to get people excited about it and really understand what universal accessibility is so that they can interact with the place, so that they can interact with the space. And we'll use it as an educational playground and help us with our fundraising effort to build the entirety of the playground. Additionally, Julia has a new website.
We do, oakledgeforall.org.
Great.
And this will be a platform for fundraising, but also for education.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you mentioned the pop-up playground, is that something that can go from place to place to place so that you can show it in different communities?
We've considered pieces that can do that, especially at our events, and we're working through some of those details.
That would be perfect because, you know, while you have Oak Ledge for All in Oak Ledge and Burlington Waterfront, wouldn't it be great if you could take it to, you know, Canada or, you know, out to all of these? There must be some trade show or something. People would be interested in seeing it and be able to see how it works. Mm-hmm. And or, gosh, even take it down to the mall in the middle of the winter, you know, so kids could actually see it and, you know, be able to take a look and try some of the stuff. So that would be really cool. But again, that's coin. I didn't know if the pop-up playground could actually be mobile.
Some of the play features that we researched can be mobile. They are a little bit smaller than what we want to be going for. We really want to do this with a big bang right now.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, but this, there are certainly pieces.
Yeah, this would just be something to show mm-hmm. people so they get the idea. Sometimes you know, until you see it, you can't really put your hands around it. Mm-hmm. And if actually a child in a wheelchair, can you imagine how excited that child would be that they can play just like everybody else mm-hmm. and they can join in at the sandbox and they can slide? That's a game changer right there, and having all of those capabilities. And Julia, that must be something that really sets you on fire, right?
So exciting. We have an idea for a spinner that's an in-ground spinner that you can wheel into, but that six kids can join in on. And it's just so easy to access, and that's so exciting to think about.
A spinner like a merry-go-round?
Mm-hmm.
Am I dating myself?
Yeah, and also an in-ground trampoline. We have in our concept design. We also have raised sand beds. We have misters, so you can play in water and get wet alongside peers.
And some of those sand beds would be at different levels, so that depending on your size and your comfort level, you can have a different piece that's
and a different
perfect
experience.
For you.
Mm-hmm. That is really phenomenal. So, Julia, are you thinking, you know, walk before you run, of course, get Oak Ledge for All started, and then do you want to expand it to different communities?
So Play for All is our next step. So once we raise the amount of money that we need for this playground at Oak Ledge, we hope to help other communities. So we hope to continue raising money, continue doing events, educational events.
How much do you need for Oak Ledge for All to make it happen?
$820,000.
And 69 cents, right? Okay, so $829,000 for Oak Ledge for All. And then Play for All, you want to teach others how to fundraise so that they can have a playground accessible for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, maybe we would have enough money to distribute grants to communities, depending on whether or not we're able to continue raising money or we find donors who are interested in being our partners.
I love it. That's great. Now, have you done anything like a GoFundMe or anything like that? Is there something that people could reach out to do it that way?
We certainly have a donor box on our website, oakledgeforall.org.
Okay.
And we will be doing a GoFundMe down the road.
Okay. All right. Julia Wayne has been on the show for Oak Ledge for All, along with Nina Safavi with the Burlington Parks and Recreation and Waterfront, talking about Parks for All, Oak Ledge for All. For more information, go to our website, selftalkradioshow.com, and also Oak Ledge for All. Thank you for being on the show, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
I'm Sarah Spencer for Self Talk Radio Show.
If you'd like to see our guest offerings, find this episode on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon Alexa. You can join us for the conversation on Facebook and see our guest offerings on selftalkradioshow.com.